This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
You're listening to Get Serial with Jess and Jono. We are joined now by Shevalia. How are you going?
Hey, guys. Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Very good.
Hey there.
You are
indoors
right now, sheltering from the rain, I imagine?
I sure am, yeah. Doesn't look too nice out there.
No. Now, so you are a singer-songwriter from Melbourne. Just talk us a little bit about how your kind of, how this project started.
So I started this project just over a year ago. It was kind of after I was touring with my friend Rule. We were overseas, and my grandmother actually passed away, and her name was Betty Chevalier, and she was my biggest fan ever and loved to hear me sing and would always come to my performances and stuff. It was just kind of a moment where I realized, hey, I need to start, you know, doing my own stuff. I'm kind of constantly on the road with other artists, and, you know, which is awesome and I love it. But I just kind of figured it was time for me to start working on my own songs and get my own kind of voice out there. So that's when I started writing and recording as Chevalier. And it kind of just all happened from there. I released my first single, No More, and then just recently, Scarlet Skies, which came out last week.
That's so beautiful. So obviously your new single is called Scarlet Skies. Can you tell us a little bit about, like, I'm just getting such a visual right now of, like, the beautiful Melbourne sky that happens at dusk. Is that what it's named after?
It totally is, which is, it's funny because it's so literal, but I just got back from a tour. That must be when I get all my inspiration. I got back from a tour and I was so pooped. I was exhausted. And the sky was just incredible. It was just so bright and vibrant. And, I was working with a producer, Alan McConnell, and I just had his beat on loop. And it just kind of all came out. It was just, I wrote it in, I think, like 30 minutes. The lyrics and melodies. Yeah, it was just one of those kind of really relaxed moments where you're like, oh, isn't the world beautiful?
Yeah, totally.
Kind of takes it all in.
Yeah. I mean, and also the single is accompanied with a video, which is just beautiful, in shot in Anglesey down the Great Ocean Road. What was it like filming that?
Freezing. So cold. My friends were the creative directors, Jenny and Georgia, and it was their idea to do this one shot in the ocean, and we got, like, drone footage coming around. It looked awesome, but it was very, very cold, and I was out there for, I think, like an hour, and my whole legs and feet and toes just went completely numb, and I couldn't feel them for a very long time.
It's not obvious.
Yeah,
but
it was fun.
Worth it. Definitely worth it. Now, in terms of, like, your lyrics and your sound, where would you say you draw that kind of inspiration from?
It's kind of hard to say, because I think, like, in terms of sonic inspiration, it's kind of very subliminal. It comes from whoever you're listening to at the time, I guess. On that tour, I was listening to Napalm's album a lot. So I think vocally I've kind of maybe been inspired by her a fair bit from Hiatus Coyote. I just love her voice so much.
Yeah, yeah.
She also lives in Fitzroy, which is crazy, so sometimes I'd walk down the street and be like, oh, God! She's a legend, though. I think Jasmine Sullivan as well. Definitely kind of got some similar vibes going on there. And maybe even Solange, I think, because Scarlet Skies has that really kind of high falsetto sound in the chorus. Mm. That's a little Solange-inspired, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, awesome. Well, we're going to play it right now so all our listeners can hear what exactly we're talking about. This is... Well, do you want to introduce it?
Yeah, this is Scarlet Skies, my new single. Hope you like it.
There it is, that Scarlet Skies by Chevalier, who joins us now. What a song. That was great.
Wow. That is just beautiful. I loved it. Thanks, Chevalier. I get really major, like, Georgia Smith vibes from that as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I should have mentioned Georgia, actually. I was listening to her a lot at that time as well.
Yeah, so good. Now, you had a big name drop just before. Rule, you've worked with him.
Yeah.
You've worked with him a little bit. Can you just tell us a little bit about that connection?
Yeah, I started working with Rule just over 5 years ago, when he was starting out. So, yeah, I am his vocal coach. Still working with him, coaching, and I've been his backing singer for a long time as well. So, been on the road with him for a very long time.
Yeah, what was it like seeing him kind of blow up?
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
Yeah?
Pretty wild. it's escalated, yeah, quite exponentially. But he's the same old little rogue. He's doing well. He's managing it all very well. And, yeah, like, it's just crazy. I mean, he deserves it so much. He's incredibly talented, obviously. And it's... You know, the whole project's been received so well. It's just great to see.
Yeah, well, we owe it a lot to you, your his vocal coach. Is that something you've been...
Yeah, it's all me. What can I say?
I claim that.
Is that something you've been doing for a long time, the vocal coaching?
Yeah, I've been coaching for about 10 years. So that's still a big business I'm running, and I have... another amazing coach, Rahel, working with me now, who is also now backing singer for Rule. So, yeah, it's awesome. The business has kind of expanded and still doing a lot of the vocal coaching stuff, which is great. It's, you know, doing as much things in music as a job is just great. Can't complain.
So you're a vocal coach and an artist and... do production as well, and I've seen also that you are studying a law degree. Is that still happening? Like, how do you fit this all in? Do you sleep?
Yeah, it's a bit crazy. I don't know if that was the brightest idea because it's taken up so much of my time.
Oh my goodness!
But I'm getting through it. I'm nearly finished now. So on the home stretch.
Is that kind of
graduated.
do you see yourself being a lawyer in the future? Is that kind of where your path leads?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's definitely another huge passion. It's just a complete different side of me, I guess. But that being said, I'm definitely like steering towards the music law direction anyway. So I'd love to end up in entertainment law or something similar, which is kind of all still linked. So I'd love to be able to do both if that's possible.
Yeah, for sure. That would be the dream. So you've been on tour with Rule, obviously. Do you have any like stories or memories from touring that just stick out to you?
Oh man, there's so much, and it kind of all mushes together. I don't know. We have a lot of fun on the road. They like playing pranks on me. Rule and the guys quickly found out that I'm very scared of The Grudge. I don't know if you know the movie.
Oh, yes.
The Japanese horror film, The Grudge.
Yeah.
I'm petrified of The Grudge. So everyone thought it'd be really funny to, like, just start, like, getting images up of The Grudge at random times to scare me.
Oh, no.
So, like, they'd be, like, airdropping me randomly, and I'm, like, throwing my phone. And, like,
oh, my God.
Oh, they stitched you up for sure.
Yeah. Oh, man. We went to a sound check once, and I look behind me, and the whole screen is just a massive, like, blown up.
No.
Oh, my God.
Sound check with it there just looking at me.
Oh, that's so mean.
I know. Thank you. We have a lot of fun on the road.
Yeah. What about... Sorry to cut you off there. What do you have coming up over the next little while? Do you have any tours yourself planned?
Maybe. I will I keep posted on my socials for shows. But at the moment, in like the near future, just a lot of writing. I want to get an EP together. So my goal at the moment is to just write with a bunch of different producers and songwriters and get more stuff happening. But yeah, I definitely will be on the stage soon. But yeah, stay tuned for that.
Cannot wait to hear that song live for sure. And just on your socials, where can we find you?
My Insta is just at This Is Chevalier, and Facebook is Chevalier Music, but mainly Instagram. You can get everything there. I post and keep everyone updated there.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for coming on Get Serial this morning and having a little chat. We will definitely be following closely of what you get up to in the coming months.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Enjoy your day.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.